My vote is going to be yes. However, I do not disagree with Mr. Baker. I think probably 10 years ago when it came in, the intent was that there would be 108 units and the rest would be left open space. However, there's a lot changed in the county in the last 10 years. One thing is we have been working on a number of years trying to get a moderately priced housing program going. We have been embarrassed to say we've been unsuccessful in getting that done. There's a lot of people talking about it, but due to the economy, there's just not moderately priced housing around here. And I see you shaking your head. No, I don't know if you're disagreeing or agreeing. It doesn't make any difference. You know, I think this is an avenue that for people that are 55 and over can afford something cheaper than what's being on the market today. So hopefully this will be the last time we'll see this application. It won't be back again more, but it'll be the last time I'll see it, I know. But my vote's yes.
Mr. Rogers?
One thing we hear loud and clear every week here is the affordable age-restricted housing in the area needed, affordable housing, and the 82 lots. And this has been on our plate or on our mind since the first time it went around with the previous administrator. This is in a development district. It has already served by central sewer and water. The ground that is to be developed is not being used for anything, as Mr. Cole alluded to. It is infill if you look at the aerial photographs. And with that, and with Mr. Cole's comments, my vote be yes.
My vote is yes also. I think it's an infill. I think it's at a level 2 and 3, whereas it had to support the state planning office. My vote is yes. Motion passed. Thank you. Next.